time to take our weekly look at some of the stranger news stories making the news in the last couple of days. I see Sweden's centre-right coalition government wants to cut red tape when it comes to, of all things, dancing, by abolishing a decades-old requirement for restaurants, nightclubs and other venues to obtain permits before they let patrons shimmy and sway. The proposal was made last Thursday and means that venues no longer would need a license to organise dances. Instead, as a general rule, they would only have to register with the police, which can be done verbally and does not cost anything. At the moment, applying for a permit incurs a fee of at least 700 kroner, which is about 94, 95 euro for the establishment. As it is now, owners can lose their liquor and business licenses if police officers come by and find out that a venue did not have authorization to let patrons dance. There's a touch of the Footloose story here in the background, isn't there? It is not reasonable, they say, for the state to regulate people's dances. And the Justice Minister, Gunnar Stromer, said in government statement, by removing the requirement for a dance permit, we also remove bureaucracy and costs for entrepreneurs and others who organize dances. Swedish media outlets welcome the move to abolish the dance permits, which have been called outdated and moralistic. So feel free, if you're in Sweden from here on in, to shimmy and sway as you desire. You know, I've often heard it said that twins have great similarities and many kind of connections between them, but spare a thought for a pair of identical twins who were separated at birth, put up for adoption, reunited 39 years later, only to discover they had led incredibly similar lives. Jim Lewis and Jim Springer, also known as the Jim Twins, were born in the US in 1940 and given the same name by their respective adoptive parents, James or Jim for short. But the extraordinary similarities didn't end there. The twins grew up just 40 miles from each other in Ohio, and both Jims had a brother named Larry and a dog called Toy. That's about that. It doesn't end there. They shared the same interests in school, maths and woodwork, and both hated spelling. Each brother also went on to marry a woman named Linda, only to divorce several years later. But even more astoundingly, their respective second wives also had the same name, Betty, with both men naming their sons James Allen. Now that is extraordinary. The two twins were also chain smokers, suffered from migraines and owned Chevrolets. And while they didn't have the exact same job, they were still very similar. Jim Lewis worked as a security guard and Jim Springer was a deputy sheriff. Isn't it amazing the ties that bind us, particularly apparently with twins? The world's oldest known person, Lucille Randon, has died yesterday, aged 118. Ms. Randon, known as Sister Andre, was born in southern France on the 11th of February, 1904, when World War I was still a decade away. Imagine, she'd have been 119 at the start of next month. She became the oldest person in the world last April when Japanese woman Kane Tanaka died aged 119. She had a peaceful passing and died in her sleep at her nursing home in Toulon. There is great sadness, a representative said, but it was her desire to join her beloved brother. For her, it's a liberation. She once said that people say that work kills. For me, work kept me alive. I kept working until I was 108. Born Lucille Randon in 1904 in southern France, Sister Andre's days were punctuated by prayer, mealtimes and visits from other residents and hospice workers, as well as a steady flow of letters, almost all of which she responded to. In 2021, she even survived a COVID-19 infection, becoming a symbol of hope for people from around the world. Another French woman, 122-year-old Jean Clément, died in 1997 and holds the record for the oldest confirmed age reached by any human being so far. Well, as we say, the bed of heaven to them all. A visitor to McDonald's fast food restaurant in Australia captured video of an unusual sight, something you don't see every day, namely a horse riding in the back seat of a drive-thru customer's car. Just imagine. Donna Bevan posted a video to TikTok showing the surprising scene outside the eatery in New South Wales. The video shows Bevan briefly converse with the driver of the car, who explains the horse is excited for his ice cream. Have a little listen to some of the clip itself.
Is that a horse in your car?
He's excited for his ice cream.
Oh my God.
As I say, not something you see every day, a horse in a backseat of a car driving through McDonald's. Bevan said in the post that it was an only in Australia encounter. Well, you never know what could happen in a small town, says you. Ask people what you might find buried in the muck at the bottom of New York City's East River, and they'd probably say, especially if they've seen The Sopranos or other gangster movies over the years, maybe a mob boss, before thinking of mammoth bones, of all things. But several groups of treasure hunters have taken to the waterway in recent weeks after hearing a guest on comedian Joe Rogan's podcast claim a boxcar's worth of potentially valuable prehistoric mammoth bones was dumped in the river in the 1940s. Now, despite a lack of evidence to back up the story, treasure seekers using boats, diving apparatus, and technology like remote-operated cameras have gone searching in the hopes the murky waters are hiding woolly mammoth tusks, which apparently are very valuable. Don Gann is a New Jersey commercial diver who's been on the water since early last week with his brother and two workers, says, "I think the chances are as good as the lottery, and people buy those tickets every day." So he's certainly hopefully going to find a few mammoth bones. But after the episode aired, the American Museum of Natural History threw water pretty much as cold as the East River on the sale. "We do not have any record of the disposal of fossils in the East River," they said, "nor have we been able to find any record of this report in the museum's archives or other scientific sources," it said in a statement. Well, it certainly hasn't discouraged treasure hunters in the last while looking for those mammoth bones in New York's East River. So God knows what they'll find. Maybe a few mobster stories and mysteries solved as well. And they are just some of the stranger new stories making the news this week.